A to the K.
Hello, one and all. Let's talk WrestleMania 41, baby. Vegas.
Because what happens in Vegas, Carl?
Vegas, baby. It was our friends. Joey kept saying.
No, I think you're thinking of London, baby.
London, baby. No, it's not London. It's Vegas. Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
Interesting that. It was meant to be going to Minnesota, wasn't it? And then I don't know where Vegas was just like... They were like, look like we're going to Vegas.
Get your coats behind us.
So yeah, it's now officially been announced. So we thought, now that we know it's going to Vegas, let's discuss what card we expect to see, shall we? So,
do you think WWE are going to go all in?
Right, it's heavily rumoured, Anthony, that The Rock is going to come back to face Cody Rhodes.
Who's that guy?
The Rock.
No, the other guy?
Roman Reigns.
Fuck off.
What?
There it is. The angle I could see it on didn't look right.
What?
Shut up. Let's carry on, eh?
Old man yells a clap.
What's going on here?
So yeah, rumour had it for quite a while that the exchange between The Rock and Cody is leading to them facing off at WrestleMania next year. Mm. Who the fuck wants to see that? I want to see Rock and Cody, sure.
I mean, this is slightly the problem, though, because I think... Maybe WWE now mistakenly think that nobody wanted The Rock and Roman. Mm. And it's like, we wanted it.
Yeah.
You just kind of timed
it. You didn't need to ruin Cody's story.
Exactly. Yeah, we wanted
now
the story
finished. Done. Everyone's like, on board with this.
Yeah, this is fine now.
Battle of the Bloodline makes the most sense. Well, that's why I hope that, again, it's all part of the plan, right? Hopefully the correct course, like they did this time around when they realize they're fucking it up, because people will want to see Rock and Roman.
I agree.
All the stuff that's happening with Solo. And Tama and Tonga, and it is Tonga. It's Tonga Loa now. They've changed his name just to confuse things. So it's Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa.
Okay.
Yeah. So all the stuff's happening with them. You got the Uso stuff. You got Jacob Fatu waiting in the wings. So there's shit going on with the Bloodline. Roman's going to get involved. Rock's going to get involved. Battle of the Bloodline between these two.
Because there's that rumor, isn't it, that they're holding back on Jacob because they don't want to.
Because they make Solo look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. They don't want to outshine Solo, which is just ridiculous. Isn't it? Maybe just there, like, let him cook.
Yeah, maybe dress him in clothes his size and make him look menacing.
He's there, like, sleeves just hanging over his hands. Get you!
We have to. Brilliant. Yeah, so for me, it needs to be Rock versus Roman. How can you top the, you know, WrestleMania 40 and everything that happened there? Rock versus Roman's the marquee match to make.
Agreed.
That's what I want to see. Who wins it, though? It's got to be Roman, right?
I mean...
Rock's retirement match, you think?
I know that's a tough one, isn't it? Because really, Roman's kind of retired. It kind of doesn't matter who wins this, does it?
Maybe some kind of endgame shit.
Maybe, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Everyone
because
just disappears. The mass firing happens.
No, I think this will probably be the bit where you can get all the Samoans, you know, get them all involved.
Oh, listen, get your Samoans. Step right up, get your Samoans.
So, you know what I mean? Like, let's get. Let's make it a big Anoa'i thing, you know, and get the whole family involved, and it becomes less about who wins and more about the you know, the culmination of
the
bloodline.
Well, the fact that the effort to make that giant family tree, it's got to be used now, right?
Exactly. So I think, I mean,
maybe they both retire
because it's the thing, because Roman's on a part time schedule anyway, so it's not like he needs the win. So you could have it, like, because he isn't like the Rock a high chief or something now anyway.
Yeah.
Like, as far as the family goes. So it's like, maybe he has to win, like, you know.
What to? I mean, he's visually calling himself the final boss as well. Yeah. So maybe he's not Cody's final boss, he's Roman's final boss.
Maybe.
Beats him, and then in the ring, the respect, the bloodline, they both get a standing ovation, and they both retire.
Well, you know, with this scenario, Carl, we never know what he put in Cody's hand.
Oh! After all that, like, have you heard what it was actually meant to be now?
No.
He gave him his watch back. So Cody bought him a watch, bought everybody a watch, a Rolex, because he's Cody, and that's what he does. He bought everyone a Rolex, and apparently what The Rock gave him was the Rolex back.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really. How shit's that?
Has this been confirmed?
Well, I think The Rock's even commented on it, and Cody's so alluded
why,
to it.
Why would they spoil that anyway? Well, yeah, that's pretty shit.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a bead from like the necklace, you know, like, something.
Also, WWE sponsored by Rolex at this point.
Just Cody.
I've never heard more about fucking watches in my life.
Yeah, red bottom shoes and Rolexes. The Cody Rhodes story.
Just a working man.
So I hope we get this. I'd be happy if it was both of them retiring and like a stand ovation. Maybe they leave the necklace in the ring or something to show that. But this is the match they need to do.
It is. Afterwards, Solo comes out and it's just like fucking drops over his shoulders.
It'd be like Game of Thrones, the worst ending. It's like, you give it to that guy, he's Joffrey, in charge. Really? Yeah.
No, wait.
Bran the Broken. Solo the fucking...
Everyone's there like, it should definitely be this guy. And like, no, Solo. Let's go with Solo. Yeah. He has the best story.
Exactly.
I feel like I'm just delving into the moan about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well...
Why did you bring it off, Carl?
Otherwise, it'll never end. But yeah, this is the main event that needs to happen. So... What do you do with the world title or the WWE title?
That is a good... That
talk
a
about stories.
Match. Cutter versus Cutter, probably.
Talk about stories. Cody, Randy Orton, they have all the history from the legacy days and everything going into that. Orton, doing fantastic stuff since he's come back as a babyface, but we all know he kills it as a heel.
Definitely does.
I don't think they'll turn Cody. The fact Cody was so stubborn not to turn in AEW makes me think he won't be on board to turn for the WWE, even if the fans turn against him. But maybe we could see Randy dethrone Cody here.
Mm.
And then the following year, in John Cena's retirement match, John Cena, Randy Orton, the final match.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, but like, talk about stories, obviously. Cody's just come off a 2-year thing of like the biggest story like ever. Mm. So like, how does he then follow that up?
This is actually funny. The point though, isn't it? This will probably be the right time for Cody to take a loss because we need to then do something a bit different because this will have been 2 years of Cody.
Oh yeah.
In the scenario, he's still got the belt here. So
yeah,
I think it'd be the right time. I think that'd be a great choice.
Yeah,
a great choice.
There's so much there, and I think there's so many layers to it. I think
and Ted DiBiase Jr. rocks up
in handcuffs.
I'm on parole, bitch.
Oh, brilliant.
Priceless.
Love it. But yeah, so I'd go with that, and I think why not Randy? Randy does it. Maybe
sounds like such a why not Randy.
maybe this is where we get the like a double turn, like an Austin and Brett kind of situation or something. Ooh, after the match. Okay. Cody can't accept the loss.
See, I think that'd be a good time to turn Cody.
He's meant to overcome his mentor
because Cody, you know what, right, here's some credit, Cody, because I normally just moan about you, right? I never really caught much of your impact run, right? But you're a pretty damn good heel, man. I've always thought you'd be a good heel.
Yeah.
You just never want to be one. But have you seen some of the clips from TNA?
You seen this?
He's a good heel. He's a good heel.
He was good.
He's a quality heel.
He'll come out, dye his hair black again.
As you do. Or, you know, stop dyeing it and it'll just grow in black anyway.
Yeah, to be fair.
Whereas.
So I want to see this one. I know some people will be like, "Who will you have Rock and you need both the main titles to main event both nights and stuff," but no, Rock and Roll has the main event, the overall thing.
Agreed. This could be the match one bigger than the belt.
This could be the co-main, whatever. But
yeah,
the match is bigger than the belt. What do you do with the world title? Well, there's four people, Anthony.
I notice whose shoulder it's on here, mate.
well. I ain't paying all this money to go to Clash of the Castle to not see Drew McIntyre win the fucking title. Okay?
Okay.
So Drew's winning it. Drew's winning it. And then he's going to be
Clash of the Castle. I thought you'd have mentioned that a lot more.
I know, yeah.
Than just Clash of the now.
Castle. Yeah,
we managed to get a whole.
By the way, I think Drew needs to win it in Scotland, and then you've got the whole thing with CM Punk that could all be drawn out. Maybe there's shenanigans. Maybe there's Seth Rollins costs Punk. And then they have a program for a little bit. Damian Priest obviously loses to Drew, so he's still around the title picture, wants to get it back.
So you're after a foursome, is what you're after.
I'm after a foursome with Big Daddy Drew and his big swinging sword. Exactly, yeah. So for anyone who's listening to this, because can't see the picture on the screen, I'm saying Drew McIntyre defends against CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and Damian Priest.
And it is a fatal four-way.
It is a fatal four-way. And I can see Punk winning. To be fair.
I think... Punk should never have a title in WWE. Well, no, not in a negative way. Yeah. I just don't think he needs a title in WWE.
He doesn't need a title. He does. The reason he's come back is to have his WrestleMania main event. Maybe this could be main event night one, as he was meant to do against Seth this year. But I think he'll be involved.
This is trouble Punk's always going to have, because then he'll be sat there with his belt, and then the little voice in his head will creep in and go, "Wasn't the real main event? Wasn't the real main event? The real main event's night two, Punk." And then he'll get all pissy about that.
Yeah, and then he'll start choking people out backstage. Did you hear that terrible promo he did? He called Drew a choke artist.
Okay,
I'm a choke artist. It's like,
however, the internet have decided he was referring to Jack Perry.
I think.
A lot of people are saying he was actually trying to poke fun at himself and Mickey Gall.
Oh, right.
Because he was like, not like the way I'm a choke artist, right?
I think.
And he referenced Pat McAff, and Pat McAff was like laughed it off or whatever. Mm. But I'm like, I would admire that if he's more referencing his failed UFC career. And I hope that that is the case. He's obviously not going to comment on it. But I don't know, part of me wonders, because in all fairness, he punched him, he didn't choke him, so that wouldn't even make much sense.
Well, he got him in like a front headlock, didn't he? And he said, didn't he, on an interview, was it Ariel Helwani's interview, he was like, "No, I just choked him a little." So I think he was talking about that, but no fucker got it anyway. Not like, only the smarks got it.
But you see what the twats on the internet are like now. It's like, no one got it because Jack Perry's just not famous and AEW's dying. It's like, no one got it because
it was shit. It was shit reference.
Yeah. It was a poor reference. Exactly.
Yeah. So I could see Punk main event night one as part of this Fatal 4-Way. And either Punk wins it, or I'm happy for Drew to retain. If we're saying Randy wins the other one, then all the belts can't change. So I'd be happy
Drew retains for me because, as I say, it's not an against Punk. I just don't. I get your point with the whole main event moment and all that, but. I think he's at a stage in his career now where he doesn't need the belt. Yeah. And it would be pointless. You put the belt on him, and then you're not going to really have much of a long title run, are you?
True. Very true.
This isn't building new talent.
No. Now, maybe this is just more for me, because I love a mirror match. But the queen herself, Charlotte Flair, has been out with injury for a while. I just need to see Charlotte and Jade.
Yeah.
I need to see it. They teased it when Jade had just signed with the company and she was backstage. What? Because I said tease.
Nothing. Nothing. Go on.
They teased it backstage. They teased me by the potential of seeing this. And I just think the pair of them, I love a mirror match. They just match up so well. And I just want to see who wins. I love it when like they've got equal strength, equal agility and all that. And you're just like, fucking hell, these are two beasts. Who's going to win?
It'd be a cool match. It really would.
Also, I am guessing Charlotte Flair will be the champ again because she's going to have to get to 16. So
honestly, they stopped ramming her down our throats that much that I'm fine if she wins the belt again.
Well, exactly.
I wouldn't moan like I used to because it's like, you know, that phase when she was just on every show and I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But
I think Charlotte will enter champ and Jade will walk out champ because this will be the crowning moment for Jade.
I sincerely hope so. And, I, you know, we've always been big fans of Jade. But the internet's just fucking hating her, aren't they?
The internet sucks.
I don't think I've seen... But you know when you get you get some positive and some negative? I don't think I've seen a single post about her and Bianca having the belts or any WWE post where the comment section is just rife with, she can't wrestle, she's shit, this, that, and next thing. You're like, Jesus Christ. Do you know who couldn't wrestle? Hulk Hogan. So shut the fuck up.
It's tribalism for you though, isn't it? The people saying that will be people who are butthurt the fact you left AEW for WWE. Just like when people slay AEW, they're butthurt because...
Yeah, that's true.
So you can't really take any credence of it. But yeah, for me, this is Jade Cargill's crowning moment. She's come in, won the tag titles with Bianca, build her up for the rest of this year into next. This time next year, she'll win that belt. Because she's the megastar.
Love it.
Not like LA Knight. Which brings us to another... I don't know why. Well, right. So this is Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley. For me, the two top women in the business right now.
Yeah.
Right? They've never fought properly. Mm. You've had all the other big main event matches between them with the other women.
Yeah.
Becky's gone against both of them and stuff. I just think these two...
Do you know what? I'm not against the match. Right,
you faked it otherwise.
No, I think the trouble is, and you'll be like, you might even try and be a smart ass and go, why don't you do that with the other matches and predict them? Well, like, I think the trouble is, I'd need a good bit of story here. This feels a bit random.
Why don't you say I do this? Thing?
But you know what I mean? Like, you Charlotte and Jade one had the whole mirror match element to it. Mm. The Drew one had a ton of story around it. The Randy one had a ton of story around it. Yeah. This one just feels like, let's try these. And bear in mind, we've got a year to build the story up. I don't want to be negative now.
But sometimes
the reaction
was
kind of based on, if you give me that match tomorrow, I'll be like, what the fuck are we having this for?
It's okay to have a match which is just, let's prove who's the best. Because you can both stake a claim to being the top one.
Yeah, they, for fuck's sake, we know.
Well, like, you'd imagine this is either going to be an Elimination Chamber win for one of them or a Rumble win for one of them to get them to this point.
Okay.
I'd imagine maybe Jade wins the Rumble, goes after Charlotte. So
all I'm saying is I'm looking at it through a right now lens and I'm going, I'm not invested. But that's not to say I couldn't be. So
entertain me. Are you not entertained?
Yeah, isn't that what WWE is in general?
Hey, well, yeah, it's in the name. To be fair,
but I could get behind it, but like that was my initial reaction. I was a bit like,
get behind it, could you?
But to the rear. But yeah, so I'm not gonna judge. My initial reaction was that, but it, like, there's no reason that this couldn't be a banger of a match. So I will retract my facial expressions.
Okay, you do that. Which brings us on to, and people will say this won't happen.
Oh, it's a wild one.
But it was rumoured to happen for a while.
Although I was talking about it.
That microphone's going to pick that up, you
sorry.
Freak.
But anyone listening, right, speaking of picking things up, they might want to know who the fuck you're talking about, Carl.
Very true. Well, sorry, I was distracted by you using your phone as a frigging spinning wheel. Gunther and Brock Lesnar.
You know Paul Heyman, are you?
No.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. that was pretty
good. Yeah, so Brock's status with WWE is very much up in the air at the moment. He's not been released. He is still under contract with them. He's not being used. I know there's a big, you know, situation of a lawsuit happening at the minute where he may or may have not been named as part of that. But if there is an opportunity where they can use him, they absolutely will. It was meant to be in Minnesota, which made you think, ooh, is that going to be Brock's retirement match? They moved it to Vegas. Is that just because of that reason? I imagine no. But maybe we do get Brock coming out one more time, and who better to put over Gunther? Yeah,
it'd be a hell of a match.
Because the problem you've got as well is you don't want to do Cody versus Gunther too soon.
No.
Because then Gunther would have to lose. You don't want that.
No, I agree.
So you do some, maybe even have Gunther versus Drew at some point, or something goes on there, but keep him away from Cody. This cements him. It's like, okay, he's just beat the shit out of Brock Lesnar. Follow that up with, you know.
Depends. If he gets popular enough, you won't keep Cody away from him.
That is true. Yeah, I just want to see it.
Okay.
Two big meaty men slapping meat.
Yeah, that would be a hell of a match.
Yeah. So I want to see that. IC title time. It's got to be Gable has to win it. He has to.
Okay.
Ready, winning, and Gable, right? And we need some multi-man matches at WrestleMania because we have to get everyone on the card.
Of course.
So I'm suggesting, whether it's some kind of ladder match.
A bit random. Isn't he the speed champion and needs to fuck off anyway?
Well, I think when I pulled it together, I was thinking ladder match. So I was thinking ladder matches are typically...
Who likes to jump off things?
Yeah, exactly. So you've got your Ricochet in there, he'll do some crazy shit. You've got Dominic, who'll do some crazy shit. Bron Breakker will do some crazy shit. Then you've got LA Knight, Sheamus, and the champion, Chad Gable. And this is set up solely for the purpose to make Sheamus champion.
Well,
because it's the one belt that deluded him, and he needs to win.
I'm not against Sheamus winning. I would prefer it. But I'm going to suggest that this will be probably around the time that they pull the trigger on Dom being champ.
Really?
Yep.
Do you reckon?
Well, he's improved substantially in the ring. He's definitely got something about him in terms of charisma, even more so than his dad, I dare say.
Who are you?
Wow,
you changed.
And he's almost doesn't, other than having a shit mustache, he doesn't really reference the Guerreros too much anymore.
I mean, he's literally becoming a fucking tribute act to Eddie Guerrero from his looks compartment.
Yeah, but bear in mind, his dad was literally going, like, talking to Eddie, like, "Oh, Eddie," promos, and it's like he's not being too on top with his references. I think that's the difference for me between paying homage to a legend and just out and out referencing him constantly. And I think that's the difference. What he's doing right now, I consider it like an homage to, which is fine.
Exactly.
But anyway, I think he's probably should have been in the NXT system, but he's grown in the system he's in, and that's fine.
To be fair, he's done tremendously well.
Exactly.
Like,
I think they'll probably go, you know what, you're ready for a mid-card title at this point.
Yeah.
So I could see him winning something here.
Yeah. I don't think either of us, when we saw like dad and son teaming up, tag team, looked at Dom and thought he's going
to
be a fucking.
I'm willing to admit I was wrong because I wasn't. I wasn't over on him at all. But I think he, like, if you look at leaps and bounds compared to where he was.
The work they've done with him, putting him with Judgment Day, putting him with Rhea and all that, and like his character progression. Like, don't get me wrong, some of it ended up quite funny, but you look back now and you're like, you're fucking going to prison and all that. Like, prison changed me, man. But
I like the fact that they leaned into how goofy that was.
Yeah.
Like, that's fair.
Yeah, exactly. To be fair, it's a good shout. But for me, I need Sheamus to win the belt.
Sheamus to have the belt, okay.
He's going to retire soon as well, isn't he? What's a really interesting thing about next year's WrestleMania? You could see a lot of people call it a day.
Yeah, no, that's fair. There's people who are getting pretty ready.
Roman, Sheamus, who did I just say? Brock?
Yeah.
At least. Like,
and to be honest, Randy at one point was talking about, I think his recent comments have been like, he feels better than he's ever felt. So
he's 50, I think he says.
I don't think he feels like he's done now.
Mm.
But like at one point he was thinking that might be it, you know, and he might have to retire. So, which is great that he doesn't feel that way now. But like you say, everyone's kind of getting to that point that they're like, let's hang up the boots.
Yeah.
You know, we can't all be Ric Flair.
This is true. Yeah, have you read that he's now admitted that he had a heart attack during his last match?
Really?
Yeah. He literally had a heart attack while he was wrestling and just carried on.
But now it's going to be like, wrestling saved me life because they got it going again during the match.
Exactly. Some sort of IC title ladder match or something.
Yeah.
I want to see Gable win the belt this year, and I want to see Sheamus win it at WrestleMania. Now then, I'm thinking, people may look at this and be like, what the hell are you thinking here? But I've got AJ Styles and Finn Balor, no longer with Judgment Day.
Okay.
Taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Bit of a throwback to the likes of Ring of Honor, a bit of a throwback to the likes of New Japan.
Yeah.
We've got former Bullet Club members. We've got, obviously, the two OGs, former tag team champions, Owens and Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. They're just so much better when they're together, you know? And I think that they both deserve to be towards the top of the main card.
Like cheese and wine.
Exactly.
They pair nicely.
They both deserve to be at the top, but the top's so stacked that if they can't be, I don't want them to just like, meander the way through it. So pair them up and do something good. But
meander. Great use of the word.
Exactly. I want to see AJ Styles and Finn Balor forming some version of, like, the Bullet Club that's not shit with fucking Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows.
But you need the friends.
And I want to see Sammy and KO back together again. So I'd like to see that. Bloodline. So this may not happen. It all depends how it plans out.
I really like the idea. You know?
Well, yeah. So you've got Solo, who's trying to be the leader of the new Bloodline. He's brought in Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa. Call
it New Blood. That would be so good.
Right. And then you've got obviously Paul Heyman wanting the help of Jay. You've got to imagine Jay and Jimmy will put their differences aside and be the Usos again relatively soon.
Yeah. When they give up on the main event thing. Yeah.
And then you've got Jacob Fatu waiting in the wings as well. So it's like, for me, it makes sense.
Do you think they're going to do that double bluff where Paul Heyman's on the phone to Jacob?
Oh, I like that.
It's like,
fucking,
talking to Jay, but it turns out he meant Jacob.
If that happens now, right, credit this man. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on with the Bloodline. If we're going to do Roman versus Rock, the head of the Bloodline, head of the table, whatever, then we also have the remainder of the Bloodline to settle their differences. So I think it may go this kind of way. The Usos and Jacob Fatu versus Solo and the Gorillas of Destiny.
Are they called that in WWE?
I don't know what they'll be called. Just probably called Solo's Boys. No longer Solo.
Solo.
Well, yeah, I would imagine Usos and Jacob Fatu would win this one.
Yeah, that's what I'd go for. But I think that'd be a great match. I hope that it kind of goes into this Bloodline versus Bloodline.
Pretty cool. I hope it goes that way. It's set up that way. You can potentially have something here with the likes of Rikishi and Haku involved and stuff as well.
Haku, that'd be so good.
But I'd be a bit of a shame because they'd both be on this side. Oh, no, well, technically, no, Rikishi could side with his other sons. I suppose that's allowed.
That would be fair.
I've got all three.
Well, you'd kind of have to have Haku over here. So
Haku
would be like, no, I'm with the Usos.
Exactly. So that makes your baby faces get the win even better then because Rikishi's involved in that. So we'll see that. Then what do you do with the rest of the star-studded women cast? So you've got the likes of Liv Morgan, you've got the likes of Becky Lynch, you've got the likes of Bayley, Tiffany Stratton, even Legends, Trish Stratus and Lita. Why are they on here, you ask? Because We're going to have a mid-card women's title, Anthony.
What? Really?
That's what we need.
Okay.
You've got
what are you going to call it?
Hmm. The Netflix title.
It's just a big N.
Yeah. I just think we need it. The women's tag division suffers because you just end up throwing people together.
Yeah.
To make something work.
They've always tested the waters, haven't they? The reason the IC titles class is the workhorse belt is because they test the waters, don't they? They give someone that title and see how they do with it. And someone like Liv, for instance, could have done with that.
Yeah.
Because now they're a bit shy about giving her the world title. Because,
well, they've never it seems like a massive jump for her. Yeah. And really, it shouldn't.
Exactly.
But like NXT are just about to introduce a mid-card women's title, aren't they? So it's like if they can do it in NXT with a smaller women's roster.
Yeah, I just hope that they're more creative than going, it's the women's IC title.
Well, yeah. You know. Do you know what? I think I mentioned this to you. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we spoke about this, and you had a fucking fantastic idea, to be honest.
Yeah.
European title?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, why does it have to be women's anything? Why can't it just be like, you've got the, you know,
the European United title. States,
bring the European
title.
That's
what I've always liked about, I know the convention isn't like quite the same, but that's what I've always liked about AEW. They haven't gone, this is the women's belts. No. Like, well, they have, but they haven't gone like, this is the women's mid-card belt. They've gone, this is TBS title. Well, exactly. And it just so happens to be the women fight for that one.
Exactly.
Sounds like,
do the same. Yeah. Do the same. So whether it's European, whether it's one of the other, you know, titles from the lineage that they bring back, or even a new one, like they had North American title in NXT, didn't they? Maybe you could create something new. Yeah. But
South American.
It's much needed. And I think that you could really add to the star power as well by having some sort of battle royal, basically. That's why I've got like so many on here, because it'll be battle royal to crown the first champ. Bring your legends back and stuff as well. Get them involved.
Do you think they put it on a legend to add it, give it a bit of what's the word? Notoriety initially.
No, I think they put it on Tiffany Stratton. And my reason is because of how I've got the rest of the stuff playing out this year. I think it's Jade. It's Jade's time. Not Tiffy's time, unfortunately. And then you've got the whole Rhea versus Bianca thing to unfold as well.
Yeah.
So I just don't see where Tiffany... I think if she wins Queen of the Ring this year, and that sets her up nicely to get a title shot or something to in SummerSlam or later in the year, Survivor Series, and then doesn't win, but she's around that scene, then she gets here, wins. What are you thinking now?
It's working.
Nothing. You're
thinking of nothing. Go on.
You're thinking a joke. Go on,
nothing,
say it.
Nothing.
Say it.
Nothing.
But yeah, so... Women's Battle Royal, new title, and new champ, Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah.
Which takes us to, need some tag teams in there.
Another Battle Royal, fuck it.
Yeah, basically. So,
what's the deal with the Street Profits now? Are they the Street Profits now?
I don't know.
Because they were being called the Street Profits again the other day.
I think they've always been the Street Profits, but then they became part of the Pride.
Isn't that confusing, though?
With Bobby Lashley.
Isn't that confusing, though?
Well, you had the New Age Outlaws as part of DX. Well, so you can have a tag team name as part of a faction.
I suppose.
Right? So get off your high horse, right?
Okay.
But I get your points, because they've not really been Street Profity. Every now and again they come out and they're like, we want the throne! You're like, what the fuck are you doing that? Like, you're part of the Pride now.
It's like, every time Bobby's not around, they're like, suddenly turn into Street Profits again.
Yeah, exactly. But we need some sort of tag team thing, so I've just put these guys on here because I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. And who gives a fuck who wins?
Exactly.
I like it.
But there'll be some sort of tag team.
I do think the Profits need the tag title run again, though.
Yeah, to be fair.
Again, have they had the tag titles, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
have been champ. But, like, it seemed for the longest time they're going to split them up.
Yeah.
Like, either they need to do it, or they need to just get rid of this Pride thing and just go back to
Profits. I quietly hope they've realised that they're better as a team.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they are.
The annoying thing with it all is we had the hair business, which was epic.
Yeah.
And they let it go. And they went,
what about this?
What if we try and recreate the hair business, but we call it the Pride?
Yeah.
And we put these guys in
the hair business now. So.
Yeah, and it was just like, it could have been something, but they just didn't approach it the right way.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be some sort of tag team thing. And then this brings me to the penultimate match. Logan Paul's fighting everybody. He was a big name. He's fighting them.
Cena's winning this, right?
I don't know, to be fair.
It just feels like, because you've still got, I assume the belt's still on him at this point.
Well, who knows? Because Cody's probably winning it this next week now, isn't
true.
He?
True.
Well, maybe he's a two-time US champ.
Also, we haven't got Cody winning the women's belt at this point, so I assume he's collecting them all. So
to be fair.
Yeah. No, it's just the belt on the shoulder made me think that Cena will win it, because I think a nod to Cena would be to let him have a US title win again.
Yeah, and you bring Kurt Angle back and you get to do the fact that Kurt's real retirement.
Kurt Angle, and what the heck?
He's fucking legend.
Fucking awesome, dude.
But, yeah, so I think John Cena's still going to be around the WrestleMania scene. Logan Paul seems like a natural fit, depending on what he's doing at the minute, because it's a marquee match, isn't it? Like, oh, Logan Paul's fighting John Cena, what? Mm. So I could see something like that happening. And then, as I said, I think the following WrestleMania 42, Cena's retirement, maybe. And we get him and Orton, possibly.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I think we go with this. And lastly, not a match, but it's in Vegas. Part of TKO, part of Endeavor.
Yeah.
There'll be some UFC stuff. I'm not saying we'll have a UFC like fight or anything, but we'll probably have an appearance from someone like Connor. Connor is the most
closest to a WWE sort of guy, isn't he, really, in the UFC?
Yeah.
He's got the personality, he's got the banter.
Well, exactly. So and the other guy on there, he's a Brit, Leon Edwards. He's expressed interest of going into WWE and stuff as well. So it's almost like, you know, and like Dana's got to be there.
Yeah, of course.
Like, he'd have to be involved in something. It's in Vegas. He runs Vegas, let's be fair. So he'll be there.
That's made him sound bloody as fuck.
He is.
Okay, fair enough.
So, yeah, he runs Vegas. And, you know, he is the Triple H of the UFC, isn't he? So,
is he?
Yeah, there'll be some sort of.
He's perfect and doesn't make any mistakes. And
basically, yeah. The Dana White era. So yeah, those be my predictions. I'm sure there'll be more matches than that. What did we get? There was like 12 matches we went through there. There'll probably more than six per night, but that's kind of the line of thinking. Ultimately, though, has to be Roman and Rock. Can't be Rock and Cody.
Not this time.
But yeah, what do you guys want to see? What do you think will make a perfect WrestleMania 41? How did they top this year? How did they do it? Let us know in the comments, and on social media and all the like. And we will catch you on the next one.